Chapter 2. Wide Awake. I'm woken up by a loud creak. I jump up in bed. I twist to look at my alarm clock. It's 11:55 at night. Crumbs. We weren't supposed to sleep for that long. We were just supposed to take a cat nap. I hear another creak. I look over at the trundle bed to see if Robin is still sleeping. The trundle bed is empty. Huh? Where is she? I didn't imagine the sleepover, did I? Was it a dream? Was Robin really here? I spot her orange leather bag on the floor. Nope, she definitely was here and still is. But where? Maybe she's hiding somewhere under the blankets? Jonah always used to hide under blankets during games of hide and seek. I jump out of my bed and toss her covers onto the floor. Nope, no Robin. Oh! My door is wide open. I definitely closed it before we went to sleep. Robin must be in the bathroom. I'm sure she'll be back any minute. I'll just wait. I sit on the edge of my bed. I twiddle my thumbs and wait. Still waiting. She's taking an awful long time in the bathroom. I should make sure she's okay. I tiptoe out into the hall. The bathroom door is open and the light is off. She is not in the bathroom. Robin? I whisper. There's no answer. Robin? I whisper again, although this time it's a little louder and not really a whisper. Jonah's door flies open. Did you call me? He's wearing Superman pajamas and holding some sort of electronic game in his hand. No, I tell him. What are you doing up? I was playing Karate Crocs. It's a new game about crocodiles that do karate. Creak. Did you hear that? Jonah asks me, looking down the stairs. That came from the basement. It did sound like it came from the basement. I can't find Robin, I tell him. Could Robin be in the basement? Creak. That also came from the basement. Why would Robin be in the basement? She wouldn't be. She's not in the basement. Then why am I starting to panic? I think she's in the basement, Jonah says. Great. I carefully climb down the two flights of stairs with Jonah close behind me. When I open the basement door, I hear another creak. Robin, I call out. Are you there? I hurry down the steps and spot her right away. She's walking around the room in her pajamas with a glazed expression on her face. Robin, is everything okay? I ask. What are you doing? Did you forget something down here? She doesn't answer. She just continues walking in a circle. Is she sleepwalking? I wonder out loud. Jonah rubs his eyes with the back of his hand. Don't sleepwalkers keep their arms out like zombies? Maybe she's a zombie. Robin is not a zombie, I say, though she does look a bit like a zombie. Maybe she turns into a zombie only at night, Jonah says, and that's why you never knew. She does not turn into a zombie at night, I insist. Still, shivers spread from my back to my fingers. Robin, you're creeping us out. Talk to me. Instead of answering, Robin bumps right into the mirror. The magic mirror. I hear a low hissing sound. Sss. Oh no, oh no, oh no. The mirror is waking up. Robin takes a step back. I reach for her, even though she's freaking me out, but it's too late. She bumps into the mirror again. My whole body tenses as a warm purple light radiates from the mirror. If Robin hits the mirror one more time, it is going to suck her up and take her into a fairy tale. I cannot let that happen. I have to stop it. Mary Rose, are you there? I cry. Are you listening? Please don't take my new best friend. Stop, Robin, stop! I reach out to grab onto her again, but she steps forward and out of my grasp. It's too late. Robin bumps into the mirror a third time. First, her reflection starts to swirl like it's been caught in a washing machine. No, no, no! Then the mirror turns into a vacuum, pulling Robin toward it. Finally, I manage to get a grip on her wrist. No! Don't go! I shout. I feel like I can't breathe. Jonah is holding onto the banister. I grab onto him with one hand and onto Robin's wrist with the other, but it's like I'm playing tug-of-war and losing. Robin's right foot disappears inside the mirror first, then her whole leg, then half her face disappears inside. It's too hard to hold on. I let go of her wrist, and the rest of Robin gets slurped by the mirror. Getting my best friend swallowed into a fairy tale was so not part of my sleepover plan. Come on, I urged Jonah. We have to go too. We can't leave her alone in there. She's not even awake. Not that we have a choice. The mirror is already tugging us by our socks. Speaking of socks, Jonah's have holes in them. I can see both his big toes. Why hasn't he thrown those out? Awesome! Let's go! My brother calls out. His eyes are lit up with excitement. Unlike me, Jonah is always up for an adventure. But normally, I'm excited about going into the mirror, too. I want to see more of the stories come to life. I want to find out the truth about Mary Rose. Just not tonight. It's sleepover night. Robin will never be allowed to come over again if she's poisoned by a witch or turned into a mouse while she's visiting my house. Where do you think we're gonna go? Jonah asks. Jack and the Beanstalk? Why do you always think we're going to Jack and the Beanstalk? Don't you want to meet a giant? He asks and lets go of the banister. Before I can tell him that no, I do not, the mirror gives us a massive tug and we both get sucked inside.